Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Read on the Road continues, where we break out of the studio and we find ourselves in really interesting locations all around Virginia. And today we are live from Westmoreland County. Just how far are we? Maybe 20, 30 minutes from Fredericksburg, on the banks of the Potomac River in Colonial Beach. And, you know, Colonial Beach has been kind of a secret for a lot of folks the last few decades, but that wasn't the case at the turn of the century. This was one of the most popular resort destinations in the Mid-Atlantic. People would come from on little boats from Washington to swim and spend the long weekends here, maybe take an entire week, and there were lots of little clubs and dance halls, and it was very, very popular. Gambling, let's not talk about that. Well, one of the new locations that is attracting modern-day tourists to the Colonial Beach area is just about a mile from the beach itself, and it is the birthplace, the site of the birthplace of our fifth president, James Monroe. And starting tomorrow, there'll be a recreation, a restoration of the original home in which James Monroe was born. Up until this point, it's just been a very nice park, but there hasn't been a restoration of the home on the site where they believe this house once stood. Bill Thomas is the president of the James Monroe Foundation and has spent years trying to spearhead this really very interesting project. And I appreciate you, Bill, for inviting us to be the first to show people what this house is going to look like. And when the show is over, we're going to do our first Facebook Live from inside the house so that people can actually see all the work that you all have done. So congratulations. And I also should say, since our audience is business-oriented, that this has all been done with private funds. So that's pretty significant. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. I would be remiss to say that we had generous support through the ICE-T program in order to create this history and nature trail to Monroe Creek, which flows into the Potomac River. So we're grateful for that support. And also to the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund for underwriting the cost of all the archaeology work at the site, which was done by the College of William and Mary, and the design work was done by Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. So over the years, we've had a lot of detective work going on here at this James Monroe Birthplace Park, and it represents the culmination of generations of Virginians saying that this is important.
Virginia, the mother of presidents. All of us who grew up in Virginia remember being told that in elementary school, the mother of presidents, and we went through the list. But, you know, I can hear some people who are driving into work today saying, why should I care about James Monroe? I can't tell the difference between James Madison and James Monroe. Why is he important today?
Well, he was the fourth of the founding father generation of Virginia-born presidents. And he was born here at this site on April the 28th, 1758, just a few miles from where George Washington was born, which is known as Wakefield, which that was restored in connection with the bicentennial of Washington in 1932. Monroe left the family farm at age 16 to attend the College of William and Mary, and then in 1776, he postponed his studies to fight in the Revolutionary War. Monroe and Washington were the only two presidents of the United States to have fought in that war. Well, after serving with General Washington, Monroe began a really extraordinary career of public service. And some say that President Bush 41 held more public service post, but I think Monroe had him beat hands down because
he's governor of Virginia, U.S. Senator.
Four times elected governor of Virginia. He was the first senator to be elected president of the United States. And in addition, he was minister to France, Spain, and Great Britain, secretary of state and secretary of war at the same time during the War of 1812. And he successfully prosecuted that war and then ultimately elected in 1816 to be president of the United States. And we like to say that one of his outstanding accomplishments was the his address to the Congress in 1823, December the 2nd, 1823, when he outlined the Monroe Doctrine, which for almost 200 years has been the cornerstone of our bipartisan foreign policy. And we're seeing the importance of that policy when our president enunciated it at the United Nations just a few months ago, and also with the foreign interference that we're seeing in Central and South America.
And Monroe was against intervention.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting policy to study. It does impact the way we view the world today and the way the United States has interacted with the world. Bill Thomas is the president of the James Monroe Foundation, has been with us throughout the morning. And Bill, I'm glad to have you here. This is kind of exciting to see this home come up. You've been sending me pictures for months as the construction took place. Mm-hmm. Tell me what made the foundation decide that this house needed to be recreated for visitors.
We felt that it was important because of our long involvement in Monroe. The foundation was the founder of the Monroe Museum and Library in Fredericksburg, which we gave to the Commonwealth of Virginia back in 1964.
And that's his law office, right?
That's the site of where he practiced law.
I see.
And we were approached by the county. At first residents in the county and then with the county.
Here in Westmoreland County. So I didn't tell people, we are just to the east of Fredericksburg. If you drive, it's kind of winding roads. It's a beautiful drive out here. Maybe, 40 minutes once you get off I-95 to get to Colonial Beach and in Westmoreland?
That's about right.
Okay.
We were approached, would we help? And we brought it up at our board meeting, and one of our board members from Pittsburgh said, if we don't help these people, who's going to help them? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Pamela Cunningham said in 1857, which propelled the ladies to buy Mount Vernon and restore that. And so we felt that it was important to honor the fifth president at his birthplace because there are only two other birthplaces in Virginia that you can visit for our Virginia-born presidents, and that would be Washington's birthplace and Woodrow Wilson's birthplace.
And the Washington birthplace is what, right around the corner here?
About a half a dozen miles. Mm-hmm. But even more important is the fact that the great vision and influence of Monroe extended over a longer period of American history than almost any of the founders. Madison lived to be an older age, and Monroe died in his early 70s. Mm-hmm. But his first public service efforts was during the Revolutionary War. And his last official function was presiding over the Virginia Constitutional Convention in 1828 and 1829. And he was really a giant for the ages, and he stayed in touch with the other founding fathers. He was a protege of sorts to Jefferson, and we have a wonderful timeline in our museum and visitor center that chronicles the parallel lives of Madison and Monroe. Mm-hmm. Of course, Monroe was a generation younger than Washington, who was born just a few miles away in 1732. Monroe's birth date was 1758.
Well, let me ask you, because we've just seen this musical about Alexander Hamilton, which kind of illuminated that he was, I'm not saying this in a negative way, he was nothing when he first came to America. I mean, born in the Caribbean, a bastard child, which should have derailed him by the social standards of the time. And that's been very illuminating for a lot of people, because they think that the founding fathers were all rich aristocracy landholders. Where did James Monroe fall in that spectrum?
Well, by comparison, nearby is Stratford Hall, the home of Richard Henry Lee, who was the president of the United States in Congress assembled, and the Lees were very prominent on the national scene. There's Stratford Hall, which you can also visit, is made up of some 650,000 bricks. The total number of bricks, which includes the foundation and chimneys in the Monroe birthplace, is 16,000. So it was a modest house, but for its time, it was a very good house. Mm-hmm. And that's why we wanted to make it a history lesson for young people. And that's why the Monroe Foundation said we will always be free and open to the public, because we want to share this information both in our museum and visitor center, as well as the house itself.
It's a really interesting sight to see, especially when you see the original sketches from that period of time. I guess that's what you based this recreation on. And tomorrow, we're running out of time, so I want to make sure that we touch on the event that you have tomorrow, which will be the first time the public actually gets to see this house, unless you check out the pictures on my Facebook page, The John Reed Show, WRVA.
Well, that's right. We, every year at the end of April, we have a James Monroe Day at his birthplace, and then our other big event is the Presidential Wreath Laying Ceremony, which is always on his real birthday, which is April the 28th, and that's at the Monroe Monument in Hollywood Cemetery. This, a week from Sunday, it will be at 11 o'clock, and then the next opportunity that will be open will be on May the 1st in connection with Garden Week in Virginia, and the Garden Club ladies have been very generous and supportive in including this as part of their Northern Neck tour, and we look forward to a long, mm-hmm. a good standing relationship with them.
Well, that is certainly a highlight for a lot of people in the Commonwealth, Historic Garden Week, which starts next week. We'll talk more about that and the different locations all across the state for folks who aren't familiar with it, but you may want to turn out here in Westmoreland County near Colonial Beach for the 261st birthday celebration ceremony for our fifth president, James Monroe, and at the birthplace.
Could I just add, we're on Facebook as James Monroe Birthplace and Park, and in addition, you can always find us on the World Wide Web at monroefoundation.org.
Fantastic. Well, Bill Thomas, who's the president of the James Monroe Foundation, I appreciate you opening up early for us today and giving us this sneak peek of this hard work from many, many years to give us another fantastic historic location for people to visit when they come to the great Commonwealth of Virginia. And I should also thank our friends at the Riverview Inn, who made it possible for me to get a good night's sleep last night instead of having to drive in from Richmond in the dark. Wow, it is so cool to go to the Riverview Inn. I looked at some of the pictures from the late 30s, early 40s when it first opened, and now it's been completely renovated, and it's really very cute right there, just a stone's throw from the beach. So thanks to the folks at the Riverview Inn at Colonial Beach.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!